In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, and she is one of the great saints, one of the great honors of the Franciscan Order. Even here in this area, we have a hospital named after Saint Elizabeth. She is this patroness of all these charitable works. There was a book written about her entitled Mercy Crucified. And we bring forth her in this pageant of saints every year so that we can honor her, but each one of the saints in turn, I shouldn't say each one, but each one on our calendars comes forth in this pageant every year. And today we bring Saint Elizabeth forward for us to consider her life, not as something that is history, it's over with, it's dead and gone, and it's boring. No, Saint Elizabeth is alive in heaven. And we're calling upon her to instruct us, to help us. And we look at her life as she led here on earth in order to draw inspiration from it. And so our young people, especially our young ladies, I think you might be interested in hearing something of the life of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. When she was 4 years old, she was promised in marriage to a prince. And at 4 years old, she had to say goodbye to her mother and father, to her household, and she went to live in the house of the prince that she was one day going to marry. And she was raised in this house to be educated so she would be a worthy wife to her future husband, to this prince. And so her in-laws took control of her education, her upbringing, but she ran into constant conflict with her in-laws because she had this generous heart, because she truly loved God. She saw Christ in her fellow man, especially the poor. Saint Elizabeth, even as a little girl, she would give everything away to the poor, to help the poor, and then she would go to those who had charge of her and ask for more stuff. And they said, what happened to what I gave you yesterday? It's gone. And as soon as she got more things, she would go out and give them to the poor. When she was 14 years old, she was married. Seems very young, doesn't it? But yet, she was married to the prince, and he loved her dearly. And it is reported that now she is a princess, not just the fiancée of the prince, but she is actually the wife of the prince. She was carrying groceries in her coat through the city, giving them away to the poor. And her husband was coming in from a hunt, riding on his horse, and he sees her. He stops her, and he sees she's bent over with the weight of whatever she's carrying in her coat, and he demands to see what it is she's carrying. And he opens up her coat, and do you know what he saw there? No. What do you think, Philomena? You don't know? He didn't see any of the groceries that she was carrying. What he saw in that coat was a bunch of red and white roses. And this was wintertime. It wasn't the time for flowers to be growing. There was nowhere for her to get these roses. And so this was a miracle that God was showing to her husband, that she was doing God's will. And so her husband, who loved her very much, lets her continue. And she had three children that she was raising. But when she was 24 years old, her husband, who went away for the Crusades, was killed. He died. She is left a widow. And that's why we read the epistle today for a widow. What St. Paul says widows should do, how they should live. Though St. Elizabeth was loved by her husband, her husband's mother and father and brothers, they didn't like her. They didn't like the fact that she was giving away all their wealth to the poor. And so when her husband died and she's no longer the wife of the prince, they kicked her out of the castle. Not only her, but her three children with her. She had nowhere to go. She went to the poor people that she was always helping, asking, "It's cold. Let me stay in your house. Help me, please. At least help my little children." And what do you think all these poor people did? They said, "We're sorry, we can't help you." Because they were afraid of her in-laws, those who were the prince's parents and relatives. If they helped her, they would get in trouble with the royalty, wouldn't they? And so they refused to help her. They closed their doors, they closed their hearts to this princess who had helped them out so generously so many times. And in the cold of night with three probably crying children, she went to the Franciscans. And there it is, they're saying their night prayers, the matins and lauds, early in the morning, it's about midnight. And after their prayers, she asked the friars to sing a Te Deum, thanking God. She wants to have this song of praise, of joy, sung to thank God. While she has been kicked out of the castle, she's got three little children to care for, and no one will come to her aid, no one will help her. And she is wishing to sing this praise of thanks to God because she was found worthy to suffer all these things for Christ. Christ died for the poor sinners whom he helped so graciously, and these poor sinners refused to help Christ. They cried out for his blood. And as Christ hung on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." Saint Elizabeth was rejoicing that she could imitate Christ. The mercies of Christ she has imitated, the patience of Christ she must now imitate, and she must become closer and closer to Christ. And the Franciscans opened up a little wooden shelter near the friary. "Here, stay here." She became a third order member, and later her brother-in-law, he started to feel guilty what he had done to her and his nieces and nephews. And so he invites her back to the castle. He wants to reinstate all her wealth to her. And she says, "No, thank you." She turns her back upon all the wealth, all the money. She has found true happiness in the humility of the Franciscan order. True happiness in living this life of detachment from worldly possessions. And we look upon her and we honor her today. This mercy crucified. She suffered all kinds of things for others, to help others. She loved them because she saw in them the face of Christ. Even as a 4-year-old little girl, even as a 14-year-old wife and mother. But now, at 24 years old, she has lost everything, and even when it's offered to give it back to her, she says, "No, thank you." Now she dies and goes to heaven. And I think even now, at 24 years old, she was just a child. But she was a child who had filled up so much in a short time. She had lived such a full life because she lived for Christ. She lived in Christ, and now she is reigning in heaven with Christ. And so I ask you today to pray to Saint Elizabeth. Look up her life. Read about it. Read it to your children. Talk about what she had suffered. Talk about her love, her compassion. Recall in this day, this Sunday, when we suppress the Sunday Mass and we now celebrate this one to honor her, there's a reason our church has done this. There's a reason she takes precedence on our calendar. She is worthy of our consideration. She's worthy of our prayers. She is worthy to be invoked and to be called upon. Saint Elizabeth, come and help us. Show us how to live for Christ. And I think if we truly and honestly speak to her and ask her help, she will come to us. And we too can soon learn to love our fellow men as she loved. We too can learn to suffer the injustices of this world, the hardship of this life, in the patience and even the joy that she did. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.